More than 1.1 million migrants are being resettled across Germany. At a meeting Thursday with Chancellor Angela Merkel, regional leaders demanded a doubling of financial aid and support for housing and schools.
Das heißt, die großen Fortschritte können wir noch nicht sehen. Der Berg der Asylanträge wächst weiterhin.
In our view, there is still a huge gap. We cannot see any great progress against the mountain of asylum applications, which continues to grow, and the registration will take far too long. The citizens are worried, partly because we really don't know who is here.
Chancellor Merkel struck a deal with her coalition partners Thursday, which would facilitate deportations and restrict the rights of migrants to bring their families to Germany.
We want those with the prospect of remaining to be integrated, but we also want to say that we need those who have no prospect of remaining to return.
Germany has forecast that the migrant influx could cost the state $3.7 billion in extra social benefits during 2016. It's hoped German language classes will speed the migrants' entry into the labour market and cut the benefits bill. But it's uncertain there'll be enough jobs, says the head of integration for the Berlin Regional Senate.
Well, there is some capacity that can be absorbed. There is also a need in specific fields of the labor market. However, on the lower end of the labor market, there is, of course, the danger of competition.
Germershausen is ambiguous over whether Berlin could cope with more refugees.
The two answers. The first is no. The second, no one expected so many could come in 2015. So a year back, I would also have said that we wouldn't be able to house and host so many as we were in the end in 2015.
German lawmakers fear a second wave of migrants as family members attempt to join those already in Germany. Figures from the United Nations show a sharp increase in the number of women and children arriving on Europe's shores in 2016.